Last week's gospel, the story of a storm, of Jesus making his way in a miraculous demonstration across the water, still not calming the fears of the apostles, and the episode eventually ending with a very different response from Jesus. The episode ending with this response in chapter 14 of Matthew's gospel, verse 31. Do you remember what he says about their faith? Oh, you of little faith. This is the apostles to whom he's speaking, the ones who had had all of the benefit of proximity to the Lord, front row seats, hearing what he says, witnessing what he does, themselves receiving additional instruction and encouragement and tutorial, to which Jesus says, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? In contrast, the 15th chapter of Matthew's gospel, we have a very different ending to this story with a person who was not one of the handpicked 12, but a person described as a Canaanite woman. Canaanite, outside of Galilee, that Jesus has left the confines of Israel from the Sea of Galilee to the Mediterranean Sea. He's in foreign territory, pagan territory, and the one who presents herself is not one of the house of Israel, but a pagan herself. And at the very end of this exchange, our Lord exclaims, O woman, great is your faith. What makes faith great? That's the question the Lord's placed on my heart this week. And he's done so in a very personal way. Dave, I want your faith to be great. Not to be little, not to be average, not to be mediocre, not to be ho-hum, not to be underwhelming. I want your faith to be great. And the question is evoked, well, what makes for great faith? Lord, how can my faith be great? Because I don't want it to be mediocre. I want it to be great. If the Lord were to present himself to us right now, what would he have to say about our faith? Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that doesn't happen right now. Yeah. But what would it be, right? To grow in a faith, for it to become more robust, more of an influence in our daily living, more as a directional heading for choices that we make, a greater confidence that we have in our duties and our responsibilities, a confidence that doesn't come from the power of positive thinking, but that comes from the power of Christ himself. What is it about this Canaanite woman that makes her faith great? So saith the Lord. Well, we certainly see a persistence, don't we? She perseveres. There is a relentlessness within her to make her way to Jesus, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and to do so on behalf of one who was in dire need of healing. She wasn't going to be deterred. Even when the world and even when the church in the form of the apostles tried to muzzle her. A perseverance, a persistence, a stick-to-itness, a discipline that doesn't make for a good day, but becomes more and more a pattern of life. and the generosity that we see within her, that great faith is not about self-advancement, advocacy on behalf of others, especially those unable to present themselves to the Lord physically, emotionally, spiritually, on their behalf. Gosh, if I met the Lord, I dare say I think I'd want to talk about myself first, what my needs are. And yet we see in this figure of the Canaanite woman, whose faith is acknowledged as being great by the Lord, a pattern for us to imitate in our daily living. Don't confuse routine with commitment. Great faith, it's about commitment. A commitment to seeking Jesus. It was eighth grade. It was my fourth grade school as my dad was doing the corporate climb. And I didn't know that the small little math class was a privileged class that the Catholic school principal, and I don't remember the religious order as I was only there 1 year, but I remember it was a sister who was teaching the math class. I didn't really know much about it. It was an algebra class that I didn't even kind of know. And she wanted to see me, it might have been the second week of the class or the third week of the class, and I'm sure that she wanted to see me to thank me for elevating her grade school with my very presence. So I was kind of preparing myself for that. And in no uncertain terms, Sister first reminded me that the class was a privilege, that I was on the threshold of losing. Not because I was delinquent or negligent with work, but because I was going through routine and I was not committed. And you know what? She was totally right. And she was totally right. Fortunate for me, there were two people that I was more afraid of than Sister, and those were my mother and my father, and I didn't want them to know, so I kicked it into gear. But what would it be like if we loved each other in ways that deepened our commitment that we had to Christ, to loving God and to loving neighbor? Not just the superficial banter, fun though it may be at times, but what if it was that level of commitment with each other? What if it was a level of commitment to notice those around us who are not as familiar or maybe brand new, to say hello, to welcome, a word of kindness, a word of acknowledgement, offering a sense of belonging? What would it be like if we asked someone, instead of all the time, what are you doing today, for what can I pray? How might I pray for you? What are you in need of? How might I assist you? A level of commitment. The commitment comes to be a defining feature of our faith. Yeah. Lord, we just entrust ourselves right now to you because we want our faith to be great. We don't want it to be little. We don't want it to be mediocre. We don't want it to be average. We don't want it to be insignificant. We want it to be great. That's why we're here. That's why we're presenting ourselves to you in the Holy Mass. That our faith might be empowered through an encounter with you in ways that it becomes great, a driving force in our daily living, a confident influence in our decision making, that it provides clarity for the eternal destination for which we've been made. Lord Jesus, whatever those distractions are right now that are holding our faith down, just remove them and allow us to be transformed by your grace in ways that give rise to a greatness of faith within ourselves, within our relationships, within our parish. And we ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.